This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another episode of this radio program that is a bit of an experimental episode tonight. What we're doing is we're doing something we've done before, but not in this way. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Forkfest this year over the summertime, we spent 2 weeks where we pre-recorded the show. And that's because we were on a campground, and there's no meaningful internet connection, and we don't want to be sitting there at 7 o'clock at night swarmed by mosquitoes. It's a lot easier for us when we're on the campground to do a pre-recorded show. We can still interact with people that are at the campground and that sort of thing, and we had a lot of fun. In fact, if you didn't go to ForkFest, we'll tell you more about that later on in the show tonight. You can learn about how you can attend ForkFest 2021 so you don't miss that. Presuming there's anything at all else to do in that year, which is one of the topics we covered last night on the show, how so many events have been canceled here in 2020 and we got into Burning Man. And in fact, the reason why we're talking about all that right now is because, well, we just finished doing that show, you and I, Nobody. It's actually Thursday.
It's true.
As we're recording this, because we're recording this episode of the show. And what makes it unusual is that we're doing the recording from our Keene, New Hampshire studios. So this is something that in all of the years of Free Talk Live, we have never done a full recorded show. And so they undid this guy's election, and I guess he's still like a delegate or something, but he's not the actual chairman anymore. And then all of a sudden last week, we all got an email, those of us who are registered Republicans in the Keene, New Hampshire area where we live, got an email saying that there was going to be a special election for the Keene Republican Committee.
Yes, and the board members.
Yeah, the executive committee. And So, I mean, I don't want to get too off into the weeds with what happened here or what is allegedly going on, but ultimately there's a difference between the Keene Republican Committee's bylaws and what the state bylaws say about when these elections should happen. We thought we were following, and I say we because I'm the vice chairman of that group, and another friend of the show, Bob Call, is the chairman. And so we thought that these elections were supposed to be in the off years. So in New Hampshire, there's state elections every 2 years, so 2020, 2022, 2024. So we thought the elections were – sorry, we thought the elections were supposed to be in the election years. So we held one in 2020, expecting the next one would be in 2022. Well, now they're saying, no, no, the next one's supposed to be right now, and since you didn't call for it, the county chair is going to call for one of these special elections. And it doesn't matter all the things that I pointed out about how, well, look, you know, we're duly elected. We thought we were following the right rules.
But you were following the right rules.
Well, the rules we were following were given to us by the state party.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we didn't write those bylaws. Right. We amended them a little bit, but they were given to us, I think, by the secretary of the...
The secretary of the state party. Yeah. So, yeah. We were following these bylaws that they provided to us, and now they're saying, oh, no, no, no. No, we're just going to go ahead and call a special election, and I just feel like that this is targeting us, that this is, they're trying to get rid of, I think they're trying to get rid of ARIA supporters. I think that's what this is.
And I tend to agree. I don't want it to be that, but based on their behavior and how, not hostile, but how unfriendly they have been towards you in their emails, that seems to be the case.
Yeah, I use the term not in good faith to describe what happened here. Because the guy who's in charge of the county party here in Cheshire County, he makes it sound like he's just following the bylaws, like, oh, well, you didn't call for this election like you're supposed to, and so therefore he's calling for the election as though there's nothing more to it than that. But when I asked him the question of, well, why wouldn't you have just contacted us?
He had all of January. It was just because you didn't do it in January.
That's what he says.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. He had all of January and never said anything to you.
Well, and he could have contacted us on February 1st or immediately after January was over and said, hey, you know, you guys are supposed to have an election here. And we would have said, what are you talking about? That's not what our bylaws say. And then he would say, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. So what are we going to do? And we could have solved the problem right then.
We could have. I mean, and there's still 3 weeks or so left in February for us to have solved the problem.
But no, he's just going right straight ahead, has no excuse, no reason. When I've asked him, you know, point blank, you know, why didn't you just contact us? Well, it seems pretty clear to me why, because this is not in good faith what they're doing here. They're trying to run us out. And ultimately, it seems silly to take time off from doing the show live for this because I'm sure this is – I don't think we're going to have success tonight.
But it's going to be good.
But there's – yes, it's going to be worth it because not from a political aspect or that, you know, it matters in any way, shape, or form to save this dying party and, you know, who cares about what happens to the Republican Party.
Do we have time left in this segment to get into the plans?
I think we do. Yeah.
Okay, so the plan is to nominate me for chair and Ian for vice chair. He's currently vice chair, so his position would stay the same. But the more important part of this to me is the fact that Marilyn Hudson, who is something in the Cheshire County Republican
Committee.
She
used to be the chairman of the county.
Okay. She was when I ran for sheriff, at the very least. She routinely and repeatedly in media referred to me as he. So as I was driving to the store last night to get
my
ideas.
And she's like 80.
Right.
Like, she's an old lady.
And it's not just her. Every time the Republicans met, they had a 30-minute discussion about what to call me.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're all going to consider me a he, then I'm going to appear topless.
Aren't they law and order? Shouldn't they obey the law that you're a female?
Which law?
Just like the government sees you as female. They're law and order. They should...
I don't know. Does the government see you as female?
Respect that. Oh, right.
Did you get the gender... change on your... What happened with your driver's license? Didn't you do that?
I'm waiting on crap. You know how it is with the DMV with King.
Yeah,
the first time you go there, you always have to go back. But yeah, so if they consider me a male, so I'm going to appear topless. And that should be totally ordinary to them, right? Because you see topless men all the time.
And you're in your home.
Exactly.
When
they
going to be?
When they give me crap about it, my response is going to be, well, you chose to do this meeting online. in my house, and when I'm at home, I'm frequently topless. Maybe you should have picked a venue where I'm not frequently topless.
Right. We're going to continue here. This is the reason we're taking the at least part of the show off, beginning part of the show. Maybe we're going to do like half the show recorded and then half live. I don't think we've really decided how to handle this yet, but as the night goes on, we will. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This- This is Free Talk Live, and normally you could call in to join us here. Maybe you'll be able to do that a little bit later on tonight. We're doing a special episode with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Daria.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. And also want to say thanks to bitcoin.com. It is, boy, it's been a wild ride for Bitcoin. Earlier this week, and
eyeing that 50,000 mark.
Man, I mean, by the time this is a recorded show, so by the time you're hearing this, it might be over 50,000. But as of Monday and Tuesday this week, it cracked over $48,000 in a new all-time high, which is up like $10,000 from where it was just a few days ago. So it's been an incredible ride. If you want to go to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics, you can click Get Started right at the top of the page. And that's where there's some intro videos that keep it simple, 2 or 3 minutes long. Just sit down for 10 minutes and you'll get the basics on what is special about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash as well. So head over to Bitcoin.com to do that. They also have a great news site where you can get the latest headlines about what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency. Just go to news.bitcoin.com to do that. That's news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about this bad faith Republican Party skullduggery going on here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, which I fully expect that by the end of the show tonight, the ARIA supporters will have been ousted. I was told yesterday that they already have 15 RSVPs for this meeting.
But three of those were us, at least. Because I got one, you got one, and Chris got one.
Yeah, but by the time she told me that, this is according to the party secretary, she had told me that she hadn't counted all of them yet, so anyway, it sounds like it's going to be, they're going to turn out as many people as they possibly can.
I mean, this is what they did when I ran for secretary as well,
yes. Yeah,
of the King Republican Committee. They turned out 15 to 20 people who literally left immediately after the vote, didn't stay around for the meeting. They
That's
were
right.
just there to vote
you.
Against me.
And they don't know you're going to be nominated for chair.
No, they don't, but they should expect it from us.
They should at this point. I mean, I've been playing pretty nice with the Republican Party here in town.
I wanted to. They just didn't want to play nice with me.
That's right. Yeah, you never did anything to them except point out how you're actually probably more, in a lot of ways, freedom-friendly than these supposedly small government Republicans. And
it was that remark
them.
that got everyone so upset with Mikey, was him asserting that I'm probably more of a constitutionalist than any of the others.
This is the guy who was
the former chair of the Grafton Republican Committee.
Right. So that's what this is, that's what's going on here tonight. We will update you as, we decide to take over and be live again here in a little bit. We're probably in the studio right now. We're just in the middle of whatever meeting shenanigans is going on. But as you said, you're going to appear topless at this meeting. Now, of course, we're not running the meeting, so in theory they could try to censor you or something like that.
This is why I want another male to appear topless. I'm sure someone will, someone like Rich Paul or someone will be bored enough to be like, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Because in that case, are they going to single me out, or are they going to call attention to both of us?
Good question. Really put them on the spot.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the goal here, is to troll them as much as possible on the way out the door.
Right.
And they're just giving us one golden opportunity after the other.
Aren't we doing another trolley thing?
I don't know. Are we?
Aren't we going to mispronounce?
Oh, yes, we are. Thank you. I'd already forgotten.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, what is this? What's this part?
We're going to intentionally misgender all of the people who aren't part of the Keen Libertarian group, like Marilyn Hudson, and I think the guy's name is John, and just all the others. We're going to call John her, she regularly, and Marilyn he, him regularly, and we're just going to wait and see what they do.
It's going to be entertaining.
It is, and it will be recorded.
And you're going to record it, so everybody out there who's feeling left out, don't worry. We expect to have this up on whatever video streaming platforms that we can. YouTube,
we can put it on Free
Keen
if you want.
Yeah,
I signed up to vote as a Republican for this.
That's right, and that's really awesome. So
felt dirty.
We'll keep you. It does. It really does feel dirty to join the Republicans or the Democrats. It's just unfortunately in New Hampshire. There is no Libertarian Party officially that you can join. There is a Libertarian Party, but they're not ballot qualified. So. They're just as unqualified as every other third party out there. There's no benefit whatsoever to joining the Libertarian Party, with the exception of the fact that there are some other libertarians out there. That's it.
Yeah, and if you want to run for office doing that, you have to go out and collect signatures and all of this other stuff. And
that's hard as it is normally. That's like any other time besides COVID time. It's hard to collect signatures. Now it's really hard.
And it's snowing.
Well, yes, now it is. But, I mean, you can collect signatures later in the year. But, you know, you've got people who are now afraid to actually come near you who otherwise might have, you know, given you a signature previously. So now it's they actually had to lower the signature requirements.
They should have just eliminated it.
They really should have. Some states did, but not New Hampshire. So
New Hampshire reduced it to what, like 3,500 or something?
I think it only reduced it by a third.
So not effectively useless.
Yeah, not a big reduction at all.
In a society where people are afraid to reuse the same pin that someone else touched.
It's so insane. And, you know, to his credit, Daryl Perry did get qualified for the ballot last year in 2020 as the gubernatorial candidate for the Libertarians. So, you know, it can be done. It's just I got so much more to do with my time than go out and collect signatures. It is a slow, arduous process to go out and collect signatures. Have you ever done it before?
I have not.
No?
Neither have I.
No. Yeah.
I can't imagine it's much fun, though.
No.
I mean, you got to get someone to stop and listen to you, first of all.
That's hard enough.
And they have to be willing to actually put their name on this thing, and they may not be.
Right.
And they have to actually agree that you should be allowed to run for office under whatever party label you choose.
And they have to be from New Hampshire.
They have to be from New Hampshire?
Yeah, they have to be, I mean,
ideally. Oh, they have to be at least like residents of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, they have to be a registered voter, specifically. From New Hampshire. So if you're,
and that's difficult when we're right on the edge between Massachusetts and Vermont.
You cannot stand on Main Street in Keene and actually get signatures because half the people there are shopping from Vermont or from Massachusetts. So it's a waste of time in a lot of areas. You pretty much have to stand outside of the best place to get signatures in a place like New Hampshire is if you stand outside of like the city clerk's office. Or like the tax office.
Because then
you know everybody coming in there is going to pay taxes, which means they probably live here. But besides that, the only other place you could do it easily is outside of the election location. You could try it there, like at the election that they have. Like they have these little town elections or whatever early in the year. You could do that. But, boy, besides those two places, I mean, there's so
many. It doesn't sound much fun when you can just sign a sheet of paper and be done with it.
Yeah. And one of the perks in New Hampshire is if you run as a Republican in the and if you win the Republican primary, which you did, Aria, in 2020, along with my roommate and Bob Call, who we mentioned earlier, another supporter of yours, then you get added to the what they call the delegate list for the Republican Party state convention, and that allows you to go in and do things like vote on the platform.
And that's what last night. I was like, how can I troll these people as much as possible? I was like, well, I can go topless, but they probably actually asked me to leave if I did that at a physical location.
At the convention,
yes. So I was like, but there's a meeting Wednesday.
That's right.
I can do it there.
So we'll keep you in the loop as this develops. Coming up, we do have things to talk about here tonight, including Cuba, where there have been some interesting developments happening in Cuba ever since the death of Fidel Castro, ever since he's been out of office. And there's another important big step going in towards the direction of more freedom to be in business in Cuba. We'll tell you about that coming up here. And later on, you might be able to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
The easiest thing in the world for a reader to do is to stop reading. According to the late, great Barney Kilgore, who became managing editor of the Wall Street Journal in 1941 and grew the paper's circulation from 33,000 to 1 million by the 60s. And he'd be pleased to know that his paper is one of the few that people now pay to read online. Someone else pre-internet who realized that attention is fragile? Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. In the early 60s, when his label dominated the charts, he'd bring a dozen real people into the Hitsville, USA studios and audition songs. And he'd ask, if you were down to your last dollar, would you spend it on this record or would you buy a sandwich? Today, attention span seems like an oxymoron. For tips on cutting through the clutter, hit survivalspeech.com. I'm Holland Cook.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House impeachment managers spent much of their Wednesday trying to convince senators that President Trump should be convicted and impeached for the second time. Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Jason Miller believes a former president's legal team should have an easy time refuting the Democrats' claims.
Well, John, I think very similar to the very first impeachment, we saw the Democrats fired off everything good that they had during the first day, and then their arguments really fell apart in the second and third days of their respective trials.
Miller's comments courtesy of Fox News. The NBA is ordering all teams to play the national anthem before games. The controversy erupted this week when it was revealed that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban ordered that the Star Spangled Banner be banned. It flew under the radar because there are no fans in the stands. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says the U.S. will impose sanctions against military leaders in Myanmar in response to the takeover earlier this month there, saying the U.S. was pressing for an immediate return to democracy. 14 Republican attorneys general are urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his decision to cancel a permit for construction of the Keystone XL crude pipeline, alleging severe economic harm and threatening to take legal action. And regarding all the executive orders signed by President Biden, former White House Chief Economic Counsel Larry Kudlow says,
they want to undo Trump, okay? Trump, unpopular now, I guess, undo Trump. But in undoing Trump, they're undoing some pretty good policies. Forget the man, or whatever you think of him, the policies. The executive orders on immigration is causing chaos in the border.
Kudlow's comments coming there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here on a special, what's called a mixed episode of Free Talk Live, where later we're going to be live, and we will have open phones, and you will be able to call in about anything you want, as we explained that, the reason earlier in the show tonight. But there's stuff in the news to talk about here. Do want to invite you to freetalklive.com. Check out our social website that we launched at social.freetalklive.com to compete with Facebook and Big Tech. If you're not on there yet, please drop in, see what you think of it. I think it's pretty slick. It's a pretty nice-looking site. Aria, you've been using it?
Off and on.
Okay. Are you still on Twitter still?
I am still on Twitter because okay. I've got like 2,000 and something followers there, and I don't just want to...
Did you set up the IFTTT yet?
I have not. Okay. It is on my list of things to do.
Understood.
What's the IFTTT?
If this, then that is what it stands for. It's a website that it was free for many years. They now have a paid tier finally because they got to make money somehow. But what they do is they allow you to connect your social media to sort of triggers. So if when I post to social.freetalklive.com, IFTTT allows me to automatically cross-post from one to the next. So I only have to post to one place, and then it goes to my other social medias after that. So it's pretty nice. It automates the process, so I don't have to go on social.freetalklive.com, then go to Twitter, then go to whatever other sites I might be on. I can just do it all in one place. So it makes it automated, which is pretty sweet. So... the story I said we were going to get into here is out of Cuba. Havana. CNN reporting, Cuba took a long-awaited and likely irreversible step toward massively expanding the island's private sector over the weekend. On Saturday, Cuba's communist-run government announced that Cubans will soon be able to seek employment or start businesses in most fields of work.
Wow.
They couldn't before?
No, it was a communist country. So before, wow, you would have to, like, have the government tell you where you could work. And you'd be able to work for the government in whatever governmental industries were allowed to exist.
That sounds like The Giver.
So they're What's opening that? Up competition. Go ahead.
What's The Giver?
Oh, that's a utopian book about, well, when you're, like, you turn 12, you get assigned a job.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. You were saying about utopia?
I don't recall what I was saying.
Okay.
Because now I'm thinking about The Giver, because I remember reading that when I was in, like, the sixth grade, and I don't really remember much about it. I do remember it gave me chills, because it was very dystopian.
It's super good. That was, like, my first dystopian future book that I got, like, so obsessed with when I was, like, in sixth grade, too.
I'm not familiar with it at all. So they assign jobs, and then what happens?
Well, it was a really weird book. There was no color whatsoever in the world, and who knows by what technological or spiritual thing they were supposed to have achieved that, but it was that one person was designated to know a lot of things that the rest of society wasn't allowed to know,
okay,
and that was The Giver, and he shared that information with one particular other person, because The Giver got old and he was going to die, and this younger person, I think his name was Jonas or something,
yeah,
he decided that, you know, that it wasn't good for him to be able to see color. He was so stunned for having seen color for the first time in his life that he was like, everyone else needs to realize the reality of the world they live in. So he ended up fleeing this compound, and as he did, supposedly, all of those lost abilities, like seeing color and memories and stuff, returned to the people that he left behind.
Oh, that's cool. When was this book written? Is this an old book?
It's by Lois Lowry. It's oldish. I think maybe the 80s, but I'm not sure. Maybe the 70s.
Have you guys ever seen Pleasantville?
No, but I know Reese Witherspoon is in it.
That's correct.
I've seen it, but I was about the same age then, and I don't remember as much about it as I do The Giver.
In Pleasantville, everything is in black and white. It's like this sort of old town, you know, back in the 50s, perfect place. And it's all black and white. Just to give you the summary of the movie, it's about these two teenagers from the real world that get zapped into this TV show called Pleasantville. And so they're stuck in this TV world, and it's literally in black and white. So they go from their color world into this black and white world. And it's really about this sort of eye-opening experience of taking this black and white place and colorizing it over time with things like feelings and excitement and sex and like all kinds of cool things that end up happening in this world. And it's a really neat movie. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
It sounds kind of similar. I don't know if it's, you know, maybe it's got some similar themes as The Giver.
They made The Giver into a movie as well recently, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it had Meryl Streep in it.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it, and I didn't like it as much as the book, but I liked the book a lot, so.
So, Cubans were restricted to working in just 127 officially approved private sector job descriptions previously, prior to the weekend.
So they could choose between one of 127 different jobs to do?
I don't know what level of choice they actually had in this. That's a good question. Some of those legalized activities over the years included working as a barber, tire repairer, palm tree trimmer, or a dandy, as the government referred to Cubans who dressed up to pose with tourists for photos. But many Cubans chafed that the government's list did not include opportunities created by recently increased access to the Internet and Cubans' own seemingly limitless ability to innovate and invent. Now they will have the ability to work in over 2,000 different fields. The new measures for self-employment approved by the Council of Ministers will expand significantly the activities one can carry out. A new and important step to develop this kind of work, tweeted Cuban official Marino Murillo Jorge, the reforms czar, who has been overseeing its glacially paced attempt to modernize the local economy. Self-employment and capitalism were all but forbidden in Cuba until its near-total economic collapse, brought about by the fall of the Soviet Union, then the island's largest trading party.
Now, so they're not actually allowing private sector, they just expanded the list of allowable jobs.
Well, I mean,
self-employment being one, right?
Yeah, so they can start businesses now.
Okay.
Which they could not do previously.
Well,
in any meaningful sense.
I don't know if this is, like, ignorant. Maybe there already are some of them doing this, but I wonder if that means, like, more, like, YouTubers will come out being, like, from Cuba. Like,
could be, because they actually have some internet there now, which they hadn't had up until the last decade or so, basically.
Wow, that's tragic.
And it wasn't great several years ago. I remember Photography is Not a Crime's Carlos Miller was reporting from his visit to Cuba. This was probably 4 or 5 years ago. He was at one of the, like, high-end hotels, and even there, the internet wasn't that great. Like, spotty at best.
So, well, it's an island.
Well, that's no excuse. I mean, there's plenty of islands that sure. have multiple internet trunks leading to and from them. So, it's government-run, and so, of course, the internet's going to suck, right? I mean, I presume the government's in charge of the internet there. Maybe they are deregulating that as well, because that's ultimately what this story is kind of about, is how over the years Cuba in the last decade or so has slowly, even CNN describes it as glacially paced as far as its attempt to change, slowly has been rescinding regulations and making it so people can actually do some innovation and create products and services there, which is exciting.
And this is all made possible by Fidel Castro's death, essentially, correct?
Basically, yeah. When he hadn't died before he kind of fell out of power. He was getting pretty old, so he got replaced by, I believe his brother's name is Raul Castro. And Raul almost instantly implemented some changes, some more market-oriented changes, and that may be a stretch to call them that, but
sure.
There was some changes. And so we've seen these sort of baby steps over the years, and it's ultimately been a very good thing for the Cuban people. So it's blaming the fall of the Soviet Union for Cuba's economic collapse, when, of course, the reality is it's the failure of communism.
And well, obviously, but they're not going to blame that.
Right. And it's CNN. So, I mean,
if they do, it wasn't real communism.
That's always what the commies will say.
Yeah.
But in this case, the Soviet Union failed because communism is a failure. And so that's why Cuba is failing, because communism is a failure.
Same reason Venezuela is failing.
Correct. And they will continue to fail until they finally change things for the better. In the meantime, people will be hungry and sick, and it'll be awful. We'll continue with more about the good news from Cuba and your thoughts coming up later on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy a variety of features there, including the AMP program. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. And I want to thank Matt Peralt, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, which means that Matt is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And he gets some perks, he gets some benefits from doing that, and you can as well. Just go and sign up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use your credit card, debit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC to get signed up. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
Talking about a little bit of good news for once out of Cuba, where CNN reporting that they're actually allowing people to start their own businesses in most fields of work now. They'll be able to seek employment in over 2,000 different fields. It used to be 127 different fields that were approved by the government.
But now there's 2,000.
And now that's changing, and that's a good thing because ultimately they finally, I think, are acknowledging that communism at least has not worked, and they have to try something different. And so this is good news. And it was also nice to see, at least at the end of the Obama administration, when one of the few things Barack Obama got right was he deregulated the travel to Cuba. So actually our own co-host Mark Edge has gone to Cuba.
Nice.
I think it was like 2 years ago he went there and said the women are very beautiful and had a lot of other nice things to say about the island there. But the people are incredibly poor because they're still trying to pick themselves up out of this mire of communism.
Well, this is so exciting for them. I hope that Cuba starts to be more wealthy now.
I hope so, too. Now, there's more to the story here, so let me continue. Gradually and with regular backtracking, the Cuban government allowed Cubans to stop working low-paid state jobs and go into business for themselves. By the government's own statistics, more than 600,000 Cubans now work in the private sector, although the number is likely far higher when you account for the island's thriving black market. Still, Cuban, because remember, in a communist nation, the black market is what keeps you alive.
Yes.
Right? Because if you are relying on the government and bread lines to keep your sustenance coming, that's probably not going to do it. So you've got to turn to the black market, and that's what we've seen in places like Venezuela, where people will sell dollars to you on the black market for the terrible Venezuelan bolivar, and there's a black market dollar rate for the bolivar, which is completely different than what the official bolivar rate is. So I imagine there's similar things like that in Cuba. It's just, you know, you don't hear a whole lot about what goes on in Cuba for whatever reason. Now they do have internet, though, so that's good. Still, Cuban government officials have treated the island's entrepreneurs as a necessary evil and a possible Trojan horse that could allow opponents in the United States to at long last bring down the revolution. And while the official line from Cuban officials is that they've been implementing free market reforms, quote, without hurry, but without stopping, unquote, the opening had stalled out as the government seemed to doubt the wisdom of further empowering Cuban entrepreneurs.
Oh, God forbid.
But with the widespread impacts of the pandemic, and as Raul Castro, who's now 89, is expected to step down in April as the head of the Cuban Communist Party, the organization that charts the island's long-term economic planning, Cuba in 2021 has finally embarked on two major reforms, unifying its labyrinthine dual-currency system and now lifting restrictions on jobs. The government will still prohibit or restrict Cubans from privately undertaking 124 activities. While those activities have yet to be disclosed, they will likely continue the state's monopoly on health care, telecommunications, and mass media.
Naturally.
By no means are we talking about a free market situation here, but it
is... But it's freer.
Yes, it is a lessening of restrictions, and that deserves, you know, some appreciation. It deserves some applause, so kudos to them for that. The new measure over time will likely alter the face of the island's economy, said Cuban economist Ricardo Torres. He said, quote, we don't know what 124 activities will remain prohibited, but it's safe to assume that the possibilities will be expanded for professionals, an old demand in a country that has made an enormous investment in education, unquote. The changes come, too, as Cuba seeks to improve relations with the U.S., and according to the story here, after 4 years of a barrage of new economic sanctions from the Trump administration. Quote, this is long overdue, it's welcome news, and the United States should affirm that the embargo was never intended and will not be used to penalize private enterprise in Cuba. This was according to Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont. And he continued saying, after more than half a century, isn't it time to repeal a Cold War embargo that has failed to achieve any of its objectives and has only made life harder for the struggling Cuban people? And if that's one thing that can come out of the Biden administration, then I support it.
Sure.
People in countries like Cuba and Venezuela should not have their lives made more difficult by the United States government. Their enemy is the government of their country. And yes, by the U.S. government saying, oh, we're going to stop you from doing business with people in the United States, all of you Cubans, all of you Venezuelans, well, then you're making the United States their enemy when it didn't have to be. The United States, the people of the U.S., could have been their business trading partners this whole time. We could have been helping the Cuban people to whatever extent it was able for them to, you know, to participate
right
in the economy. We could have helped them in creating businesses. We could have helped them in importing products and exporting products from their island to make the world a better place. But because politicians decided Cuba bad, the Cuban people have been suffering extra because of what people like Donald Trump and his predecessors.
Yeah, the politicians aren't going to suffer as a result of this. And I love what Ron Paul had to say about embargoes, because so many politicians view them as some sort of more peaceful alternative to war, but they're not. They're a prelude to war.
Sure.
They're almost never a alternative.
And I'm sure they kill people.
I'm sure many Cubans have died as a result of the United States embargo on Cuba. And isn't
Absolutely.
The U.S. the only country that's still, like, embargoing them?
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you go to get that list.
I don't either.
But
I can't imagine it's many beyond the idiotic, stubborn American United States government doing it.
Yeah. I mean, who do they think it hurts? Why would anyone think that telling a people of a country that they can't trade with you in some way is going to dethrone their government, is somehow going to destabilize their government?
Well, lots of Trump people think that everything needs to be made and manufactured and everything in the United States. And that's how we create wealth, and that's how we make America great again. But in reality, we need stuff from all over the world to be traded for a great society.
Well, if you want to have the ability to create wealth, you need to have the ability to source your products from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Because if you're limited to just the United States, then you're going to pay too much in a lot of cases, probably in most cases. You're going to pay too much for a product that you can get from a place like Pakistan or Cuba or wherever the labor is cheaper. Because if we're just talking about people in a factory putting a thing together, you want to get that done as cheaply as you possibly can, because when you can get those products cheaper, it keeps more money in the pockets of the people in the United States.
Yep.
So, I mean, I understand the mentality of buy American, make American. I get the mentality, but it's short-sighted, and you are actually cutting your nose off despite your face by doing that. Because when you buy American, most of the time you're paying too much. And if you paid twice as much for a thing that you could have gotten for half, then you have half as much as you could have had. Right?
Yeah,
you don't have as much money left.
I have no idea what it costs to make a T-shirt, how long it takes in labor hours or anything like that. But your T-shirt at Walmart that you got for $6 or whatever, it would not be $6 if it was American made.
Oh, hell no.
And the people who work on things like that in other countries are very grateful for those jobs, and they need those jobs. And the fact that they'll work for cheaper is just proof that they would do it and that they need it. It's not like they're being slave-driven.
Well, some of them are.
Well, in some cases, there are slave manufacturing companies.
Well, I'm not advocating for that.
No, obviously not. But you're right about what you're saying, Bonnie, and that is that the people in those countries, they take factory work jobs because it's better than what they had.
Yeah.
It's a step in an economically upward direction for them. They're getting off of, eking out a living on some farm somewhere.
We had poor people in China. We effectively gave them jobs by buying all of our stuff from China.
That's right.
We liquidated the poor people in China.
And turned them into middle class.
Yes. That was a good thing.
Ultimately, it was. And the funny thing is, you talk about the Trump supporters, buy American. Well, the people on the left aren't that much different in a lot of ways. Like, they're anti a lot of these factories in a lot of these other countries. And you even had Biden, within days of taking office, announcing all these Buy American programs for the government, saying the federal government has to buy American in these different programs or whatever.
Trump? Biden?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that either.
Look it
sounds
up.
Really Trumpy. It's awful.
Look it up.
I believe you. I just haven't heard about it.
I believe you too. They're all the same.
We got more coming up here. Exactly. And you can join us a little bit later. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.